I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
Scripture reading this morning is from 12th chapter of Mark, verses 30 and 31. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment greater than these. May God add His blessing to reading of His Word.
Thank you, Lee. You know, we've all heard the term, love thy neighbor. It's almost become a cliche over the years. But I got to thinking about that. And it made me wonder, where did it originate? And what does it really mean? Most of us, all of us, say it all the time, love thy neighbor. Yeah, we do. But today, especially here in America, where people rarely see, thanks to garage door openers and busy lives, see our neighbors. And we think of them sometimes as nuisances that have barking dogs or noisy kids or kids that come over and throw stuff in our yards. So it's hard to like them, but we're supposed to love them. So how can we possibly love those people? Love thy neighbor was in part an answer to the Pharisees. Now, they were the chief religious sect back that day. And these people had spent lots of time codifying all the different laws and putting them in order of importance. They made an art form out of it, actually. So their aim, when they asked Jesus the question, was to test Him. What's the greatest commandment? And what He said, now you've heard what it says in Mark. In Matthew, it's almost the same. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind. That is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On those two commandments depend all the law of the prophets. That's basically repeated twice in the New Testament. So it must be important. We need to pay attention to it. Now, if we love the Lord with all our heart and our soul and our mind, then loving our neighbors is a natural result. The question then is, to me, then who is our neighbor? Is it the person that lives next door to me? Is it the person sitting in the pew next to you or the person sitting in the choir? Just who is our neighbor? And then the question comes up, well, okay, then how is it we show love to them, to him or to her, whoever it may be? Well, the Lord tells us that. In Matthew 5, He says, love thy neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Now think about that. we're supposed to love somebody that treats us badly? That's what it says. So that means that our enemies can also be our neighbors. Jesus said that's so. But how can we love somebody who acts hatefully toward us? Well, again, I'm remind you, when we love God with all our heart, our mind, our strength, our soul, we grow to recognize that everyone is a part of His creation. Everyone. Now, will everyone that we know, our neighbors, will they all be in heaven? Unfortunately, the answer to that is no. But that's not because God doesn't want it to be that way. His Word tells us that God desires that all would be saved. It's in 1 Timothy. So it's clear that God sees all of us as His children. But because He lives outside of time and has seen the end from the beginning, for us, it requires faith. It is not for us, not for me, not for you, to know who's going to choose Him and who will not. But we are called to be His witnesses, to witness for the Lord. In order to fulfill that calling, we have to love others enough to desire their salvation, just as He does. Now, some of that in loving people that don't like us is not easy. And it requires some help from God to help us to try to do better. Now, truth of the matter is, it tells us to love our neighbor. But there's nothing that says we have to like our neighbor. We just got to love him or her. And believe me, there are some people in this world I don't like. And I'm sure you find the same thing. But even if they're enemies, we have to love them. We have to love our neighbor. And I'm going to tell you in a little bit how to do that. The how part of this formula, we can turn to the words of Apostle Paul in Romans 13, 8 through 10, where he says, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet." And if there's any other commandment, it's all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor or to anyone. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. When we do that, loving our neighbor is not as hard as it looks on the surface. It simply means that we have to respect others and we have to regard their needs just as much as we regard our own. So, if I follow what the Lord has told us, your needs have to be just as important to me as my needs. Oftentimes, we as humans, when we talk with individuals, we don't listen. We can't hardly wait for them to shut up so we can tell them what we think. We need to listen. We need to apply the love that the Lord has told us to do. And it will require help from the Lord. It will. Because there are some people, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but there's some people that I really don't like. But I got to love them. I got to love them like I love myself. Maybe the secret to learning how to love other people, whether it be the neighbor next door, the checker at the local grocery store, or even the Sunday school teacher here at church, we have to recognize that each one of them is worthy of God's love just as much as I'm worthy of His love. I believe that as we get to know Christ more and more, that it helps us to understand what He really means. And we will see if we take the time to pay attention to our neighbors. We will see that they will see that love that we're supposed to exhibit in us. One of the ways we can love our neighbor is to help people. Now, we can do that a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's with money. Sometimes it's providing assistance to people. Now, our church does a tremendous job of that. Once a month, we do Randy Sam's. It was just done here recently. Those are people that are down and out. If you've never been there to one of those times when we serve a meal, you're missing a tremendous experience. Because those people appreciate it, and they don't mind telling you that. And it doesn't make any difference what the meal is. They're glad to get it. We also do a Christmas dinner for the homeless. It's well attended. And we have people from our church, but we have people from other faiths. Some of them, I'm not even sure if they have a faith, but they show up to help. That is exhibiting how to love thy neighbor. And we are blessed at this church that we do that. Our church also helps monetarily in many different ways. We do the Food for Multitudes, where again, we have not only church members, but other people come. If you haven't attended one of those, I recommend to you that you do. You'll be amazed. So, it comes down to, what do you think? What do you as an individual think? You know, we've all sinned, every one of us. And we deserve God's judgment. But you know what? God sent His only Son, Jesus, to satisfy that judgment that we should be getting for those who believe in Him. Jesus lived a sinless life. He loved us so much that He died for our sins. A terrible death. He was crucified. He took the punishment that we each really should have had. And He was buried and He rose from the dead. Now, if you truly believe and trust in your heart, receiving Jesus alone as your Savior, and declare that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved from judgment and spend eternity with God in heaven. So what is your response today to love thy neighbor? My hope is that you decide to follow Jesus and to show your love for all your neighbors. Pray with me. Father, to live the life day to day as Jesus showed us is not always easy. We need your help to live our lives as a testament to our faith in you. We ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.